If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Conflict of interest. That is the word in the Donna Adelson trial, which has now been suspended. And is going to be going to case management October 15th to figure out what's going to happen next. Why is there a conflict of interest? Because the attorney, Dan Rashbaum, was also the attorney for Charlie Adelson. Why the Adelsons thought it was a great idea for him to represent Donna in the upcoming case, that's anyone's guess. But at the very last minute, he needed Charlie from behind bars to sign a waiver that allowed Rashbaum to represent both him and his mother. Charlie decided it literally as the jury was being selected, I'm not going to sign this. Blows your mind. It's ready to go. Why delay this any further? But it's the Adelsons. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. What do you make of this behavior?
Every time this case comes up, Tony, all I want to do is throw up. there's my quote of the day. These people just are the most horrendous, abhorrent group of, as you said it before, the show started, like, and they call themselves a family.
Yeah, it's a horrible people disguised as a family.
And think this is it. First of all, I got to keep looking at the number of people. I got to keep trying to dissect and understand who's who in this. And when you're dealing with, and we've dealt with them before, these murder for hires. If you're going to do something really dumb, first of all, by doing a murder for hire, and you want to elevate that to true moron idiot level, involve a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what these idiots have done. And not only that, but they're really bad at it. And this is also one of those situations that, you know, we're trying really hard to think deep down what was going on. There was a strategy here. No, I think they're just idiots. I literally think they're self-serving fools that have no idea what the hell they're doing. And the rest of us are caught up in their stupid maelstrom of loserdom. I'm pontificating on these guys.
Yeah.
I find them the most boring, abhorrent group of people we've ever covered. I don't like them at all. They're not even interesting. I don't like any of these people we cover, but these ones aren't even interesting on a behavior level because they're just fools.
And that's what it's starting to feel like here. Cause I've been sitting here all day talking about this case, trying to dissect it, trying to figure deep down what is going on. And maybe that's just it. They're just idiots. Because Donna seemed very troubled by this in court when the attorney had to resign. And he was actually her attorney prior to being Charlie's attorney. But having to resign, I don't know if it was a move by Charlie to try and protect his mother or what by not signing this. Because otherwise he would be able to testify and they could throw him under the bus. Everybody seems to have their own priorities in this. I guess it's what you do when you have, they're all narcissists. It's not necessarily like, originally they were all one cohesive unit that were trying to go for the same thing. But then once it all blew up, they're all on their own path of me, me, me. And that's not going to work because that just goes out into all different tendrils of self-importance.
Yeah, and I saw it, on court TV too. There, were saying, was this some grand strategy by Charlie, to screw things up or to delay the case? We really shouldn't give these people too much credit. I think it's the complete opposite. I think they're completely impulsive. I think he showed up and at the last minute decided, oops, nope, I don't want to do that. I don't think they think too hard about this because even if they had done one Google search on the Google machine that said, what's the best way to do a murder for hire? It was completely the opposite of everything they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think they premeditate or think anything out at all. I think they're impulsive, self-serving fools, and it's destroying not only everyone around them and everyone in touch, but it's having this massive impact on the criminal justice system down there as well, because now, all the cost that was involved is bringing people here, there, everywhere, the waste of time. I mean, and it's all because it's not a grand scheme. I just think they're idiots.
Yeah. And sometimes that's what it is. I mean, we're always looking for a reason, an answer. That's why you get conspiracy theories and things like that. Sometimes it is just that. They're just idiots.
Every time in anyone's life, you hit whether it's a true crime case or just something in life where you're trying really, really hard to figure out what someone was really thinking. It must have been this great scheme. No, if you're thinking that hard, you're overthinking it. Yeah. Go to the simplest level possible, and that's probably most likely what it is. Because our reps, that life arc of everything that I've ever covered and you've ever covered in life and in true crime is if we're thinking too hard, it's wrong.
Yeah.
These people are not bright people because bright people, healthy people that have a good cognitive, thoughtful process on how to problem solve in life don't do this stupid crap.
That's very true.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.